Now, here's one for you to think about, Olivia, and this is a question that's come in from Eleanor.
What are your top tips for dealing with exam results nerves?
There's lots of people in lots of countries at the moment who are all eagerly awaiting exam results that may or may not determine their future and if they're going to be off to university and things. What can they do to mitigate the risk of stress?
Right. So if you're feeling stressed because you're waiting for your exam results, or if you're feeling stressed because of any other reason, there is something that you can do and it's very effective. Basically, as soon as you feel this stress coming onto you, these worries, if there is something that you can do about the situation, do it. If not, then drop the thought and redirect your attention elsewhere.
It's not easier said than done, though, Olivia.
It's, you know, it takes practice. And this is all based on research that has looked at problem-focused coping versus emotion-focused coping. So when we ruminate a lot about something, when we obsess about something that has, something that's stressing us out, something that's worrying us, and it might interfere with our sleep, with our work, this can actually lead to anxiety and depression. So we want to avoid that. So you want to use problem-focused coping, which basically means focusing on solutions. In the case of exam results, there is nothing you can do about it. So drop the thought. And a way to make it easier on yourself to do that is to place your attention on something else. So focus either on the task at hand or focus on your surroundings. If you're outside, feel the wind in your hair. Hear the birds chirping. Notice the color of the trees. Be completely in the present moment. And what I think is very interesting, so Cornell actually did this study a while back, and they asked people at the end of their lives what they regretted most and if there was something that they could change. And what most people said was they regretted that they had spent so much time worrying. Worrying does not lead to good things. So it is best to just drop that. If you can solve the problem, solve it. If not, then just, redirect your attention.
I was in a maternity unit once and there was this picture of a newborn baby and a sign underneath and it said, the first 5 minutes of a newborn baby's life are the most terrifying of all, the most risky of all. And someone had written underneath, the last 5 minutes are pretty frightening too. but I get your point that, we do spend a lot of time worrying about things and perhaps we could avoid spending so much time worrying about them.